Carrie Evelyn Harris made the trip to Washington, D.C. with three other women to protest the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy and family detentions, and to call for the abolishment of ICE. Harris and another Delaware woman were arrested for civil disobedience in the U.S. Senate's Hart office building. Harris, who announced her U.S. Senate bid in February, says it's the first time she's been arrested for civil disobedience, though in the past she's provided support for others to be arrested. Elizabeth Ito, a Delaware Tech faculty member and the daughter of an immigrant, was also arrested for the first time during Thursday's action.
We sat down and we had signs and we were chanting, and then the police came in. They were ready for us.
Harris says she was moved to protest federal immigration policy because she believes human rights are being trampled on and that silence is complicity.
It is important for us to stand up and go the way of our leaders from the civil rights movement, making it clear on television for the world to see what is happening.
Harris officially filed to run against incumbent Senator Tom Carper in September's primary on Friday, but says her participation in Thursday's protest was not part of her campaign. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.